attractive.
Good afternoon, Scottsboro. This is Josh Anderson from Albertville High School, here to give you some comments today at the Sand Mountain Invitational in the area of drum major. I'm excited to see you guys. Was not able to see you guys last week at our contest, but I'm excited for the opportunity to see you guys and hopefully give you some comments that will help you as you continue your competitive season. All right, thank you for the salute. We're ready to go. All right, nice loud vocal count off for the band to hear as we get going. Good so far. Nice opening statement to our show. Make sure that we are fighting for consistency all the way through our conducting pattern. Sometimes we're a little inconsistent with how much our hands rebound. I like the energy. Good. Good.
Where's our angle right here? Are we at shoulder yet?
Good. Nice transition into this faster tempo. The crescendo right before that, make sure we go all the way through the whole range of motion. We went all the way to the top of that crescendo, but make sure we don't get there too fast so that the band doesn't stop crescendoing too early. We want to make sure that we use the full range of motion in the time that it takes for that crescendo. Yeah, your four pattern is very crisp and clear. Make sure those cues, that one on beat three, it's not just kind of thrown in there, but it has a specific direction we're going. Maybe stop at the end of that cue and then rebound back in for beat four. But yeah, I like the halftime feel here as the band's moving in halftime. I like to think that the drum major is a visual representation of everything that's happening musically. So I think that fits really, really well there. Got a little bit off in the closing statements. It looks like we may get a little bit tired already. We got to make sure we can push through the tempo as we continue. If the tempo is too fast, we can make that pattern just a little bit smaller. Use those elbows and wrists for a lot of the movement instead of having to think about our shoulders moving so much. The smaller muscle groups move a lot faster than our larger muscle groups like our shoulders. So. Good. So stylistically, the contrast here, we want it to be smooth and connected, all the motions that we're making with our arms, because that's the way the music's supposed to sound. Everything is smooth and connected here. I think we've done a little bit of that, trying to get a little bit different feel. Relax the wrist a little bit, let it move and flow just a little bit more, and make it a little bit more legato style conducting. Okay, we're back at a faster tempo for the band. Make sure we maintain tempo. If we were a little bit faster, now we're slowed down a little bit in the breaks of their long notes. Make sure we're maintaining whatever tempo we want and not really listening to the front ensemble. They're listening back and some of them looking up for you for tempo. We just kind of ignore the playing that's happening right in front of us all the way, watch back to the drum line to make sure we're in time with the feet back there. Yep, so I like the halftime feel and the company front. This makes sense. Think about the direction of that pattern. Maybe the rebound that's coming back in after the out, rather than curving it around and circling it. Maybe a straight line path back through that 45 degree angle. Maybe make it a little bit clearer. And again there, make sure we hit the ictus with a certain point to make sure that we know where that sustain happens rather than just a smooth, that doesn't give them any attack to that last note. Good, nice transition here. Communication with the percussion section as they're moving forward. Yep. In this halftime thump pattern, if we can spread the hands out a little bit, it gives us a little bit more space to give more of a rebound inside. Spread the hands further out from each other, not from your body, but from each other. A little bit wider stance in that thump pattern will help. Overall, good time management so far, and I think that we're doing a really good job of maintaining the feel and being a good visual representation of what we're hearing. So we're doing our job really well there. A little bit of movement with the band, I like that as well. I don't know if we're slowing down a little bit. It seems like we're pulling back. What I'm seeing is conducting a little bit behind the sound. So we want to maintain that we're ahead in front of the group so that we're not slowing them down. I don't know if we're just getting tired or if we're trying to pull it back because we're not comfortable with that tempo. Very nice job. Nice release and horns down for the group. Thank you for acknowledging the crowd, the judges there. Very good job, man. So we have a really great start to a lot of things, a lot of great things going on in the show. And we want to make sure that we maintain consistency throughout our patterns. A lot of times, work on your endurance. It seems like we get tired near the end of that first movement and the end of the show. Again, you're using a large range of your conducting box for a lot of the show. So maybe if we can find some places within the show to contrast that a little bit, or just make sure we're comfortable with the endurance it takes to get through the show of a live performance. A lot of times with a live performance, we got a lot of energy and excitement, and there's some adrenaline, and we just kind of go and go, and we conduct a little bit different than we would in maybe a rehearsal. Maybe if we, you know, just make sure we're practicing with the same intensity that we're going to perform, so that we're consistent in when we get to those performances, and we have the endurance to do so. So, I really enjoyed your show. I hope that you continue your competitive season with a lot of success, and I can definitely see that you've worked a lot to make your show as best as it can be at this point in the season. Hope the comments I've made for you today are helpful for you as you continue. Great job.